It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. It's fall.
It really is. It's pumpkin spice everything.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful out there. I just went for a walk and it was beautiful. Leaves were falling, colors were changing.
Yep.
It's fabulous.
No, it's very, very nice. And we're going to be talking about fall, but not quite yet. We've got so many events and so many things and so many fundraisers to talk about this season. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, yes, Mike, you know that Share's out there. We're just listening for opportunities to help magnify the messaging of nonprofits. And just heard about this really cool opportunity that that's coming up very soon for the United Way of Central Virginia. So we invited Kim Sorensen on, who's a dear friend, and she's the CEO of the United Way and is getting ready for a staff meeting, but was willing to squeeze us in to tell us about this amazing fundraiser that they have that's very, very unique and a way to support the United Way and the general community.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate Kim taking time today. But let's talk about this. You have some upcoming fundraising events and one kind of goes back to your arts days.
Yes, it does indeed. I'm so excited to share with you that Kevin Chadwick, a very prolific painter in our region, actually in the entire Mid-Atlantic region. He has a gallery down south, but he actually paints at Riverview's Art Space, and he has donated one of his paintings for us to raffle off. And I'm super excited about it for many reasons, because it's really local. The person in the painting is someone that if you have lived or worked downtown, a person you're familiar with, I'm not mentioning his name for privacy reason, but the painting is called Scaring the Devil, and it's the portrait is of a gentleman that used to be homeless, and thanks to our community and the generosity of donors and nonprofits working really hard, finally, after 20 years, has a home he calls his own. So this is really remarkable. He used to hang around mostly under the John Lynch Bridge.
And I remember this gentleman as well. And any event that we had, maybe if it was at Riverfront Park or wherever, he would literally just step up and volunteer and help.
Yeah.
Carry things, just do whatever. And just such a sweet man.
Yeah, super nice gentleman. So I couldn't be happier that, and the fact that this is done by Kevin Chadwick, Kevin's artwork. I mean, he is really a prolific painter. It's just such mastercraft. You can see him. He was commissioned by the Virginian. So most of the paintings you see in the main area on the Virginian is by him. And his paintings go anywhere between $6,000 to $10,000. In general, this size, 38 by 38, is a $10,000. That would be in his gallery for $10,000. So kudos to Kevin for being so generous with sharing his craft and sharing his work with us. And we partnered up with Findings Art Gallery, and we're having a special event where you can purchase, we're selling only 150 raffle tickets.
Oh, wow.
So your odds are 1 in 150, but you can own this Kevin Chadwick painting at about a value of about $8,000 to $10,000.
That is absolutely tremendous. You can check it out. If you're listening, you can check it out many different ways. We have it up on the screen at the Mike Show VA on Facebook, but you can also go on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and type in United Way of Central Virginia, or go to unitedwaycv.org and click on their events page as well. You can take a look at the painting for yourself, or head over to Findings, learn everything that you need to learn about bidding on this particular painting. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so your chance for $125, that's one raffle ticket. Of course, if you want to double your chances, you can purchase two. You're not just invited, have a chance of one in 150 to win this painting. We also have an event at Findings Gallery on October 7 when we will pull that winning ticket. So that's all included, coming to the party, have a nice array of food and beverages, and then we'll pull the lucky number and see who gets to go home with it. Kevin Chadwick.
Very, very cool. Well, we will link this up on our Facebook page, and it'll also be included in the newsletter that Share Greater Lynchburg puts out.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify, it is Thursday, October 2nd at from 5 to 7 at Findings.
Yes.
And that the $125 ticket gets you access. And is Kim, will there be food and beverages and things like that to look forward to?
Yes. Cocktails and canapes, it says. But yes, being hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be present.
Awesome. So a wonderful way to fellowship with your friends on a Thursday evening. You know, everybody grab a ticket, know you're supporting the United Way no matter what. And I assume that it's tax deductible as a contribution, right, Kim?
Well, it is a contribution, so it should be tax deductible, yes. But let me double check.
Yeah. Well, similarly, like Wheels Up for Meals on Wheels, you know, they buy a raffle ticket to go on a trip. And those typically, unless you win the painting, I guess, then it might change.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because then you have received something.
Exactly.
Yeah. They are generally tax deductible.
Well, we'll link all this information up on our Facebook broadcast at the Mike Show VA. And then you guys also have, real quick, you've got the Williams Golf Tournament coming up, another fundraiser.
Yes.
And your campaign kickoff. But wait,
there's more. So I know it's last minute, but our campaign kickoff, I'm so excited about it. Our campaign kickoff celebration of all our nonprofit partners and all those who do good in the community. We really champion all those folks. And it's the campaign kickoff. And that's tomorrow, our annual breakfast. So if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, please go on our website, purchase your ticket today for our annual awards breakfast tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. In Lynchburg. So you can go on our website and get all the information, and we'd love to have you join us.
Absolutely.
And then Williams Golf Tournament, I believe I'm probably off by a year, but this golf tournament has been going on for over 30 years.
Wow.
And it happens every year, and it's put on actually by the Williams Company. And the amazing thing about this particular golf tournament is they match the first $100,000 in sponsorships.
Wow.
And
that is tremendous.
That is such a generous offer. We cannot resist. So for 30 years, come on down, check it all out, come to our website. And there are so many fun things we're doing right now. And we'd love to have you join us.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much for taking time today. We really, really appreciate it. We know that you've got a staff meeting coming up. So thanks for squeezing us in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You guys keep doing your good work.
Absolutely. Thank you. Megan, so how are things going at Share Greater Lynchburg?
Great. Absolutely great. We have 191 different nonprofits on the platform. As you know, we've mentioned before, our 5-year birthday is coming up on October 12th. And so we're working hard to onboard more organizations to try to reach that 200 mark by our 5th birthday on October 12th. We're going to have a little birthday party, a 5-year-old birthday party at Super Rad with games and an ice cream bar, just like you would.
And that's perfect for a 5-year-old. That is perfect, but it's a 5-year-old organization.
Yeah, we're going to have party hats and blowers and ice cream sandwiches and all the games that you can play. So it's a 5-year-old party, and you'll see more coming out about that in October. But in the meantime, We are racing to get those last nine organizations signed on. I've got them all identified, just being very, very assertive about asking them to do it before October 12th. Yep. And so if you, if you know of any nonprofits that are missing, let me know. And so that's just a goal that we have, to try to capture as many organizations as we have in the community so that our neighbors can find ways to give back and serve as we get into the giving season. Giving Tuesday is coming up the first Tuesday in December, and we're going to have a whole bunch of opportunities for pop-up service in November that you'll be hearing about, and our Give Good campaign will be launching. But in the meantime, you can scroll down to the events at the bottom, and you'll see that we have a Lunch and Learn coming up on October 1st. It's that first box on the left. It's going to be at CASA of Central Virginia. And you can register on our site. We typically have about 20 to 30 attendees from across different nonprofit organizations, different roles. And it's just a great time of sharing what's going on, who you're collaborating with. We hear about collaborations, and collaborations are created. For example, we were at Beacon of Hope last month, and Beacon of Hope extended an invitation to all the nonprofits in the room to possibly host an intern next summer from Beacon. And I just heard yesterday that about nine different nonprofits signed up for more information about internship. So it's just beautiful the way that the community leans into each other. The sector wants to support one another and says, tell me what you need, and let me see if I can help, and let me see if I can help expand your programming. And it's just a wonderful village to be a part of and to make connections in. So the monthly Lunch and Learn is coming up on October 1st. We have an executive director series that we'll publish in this newsletter that is going to focus on mental health and addiction for those organizations that are working with individuals in recovery. And that'll be a topic that we'll just discuss data in the region. And that's just a learning chance for executive directors to come together and kind of get on the same data set. So lots going on. The Youth Philanthropy for Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which is our parent, has a youth philanthropy committee that teaches 27 area high school seniors about philanthropy. And that kicks off tonight at CVCC. We meet at CVCC a few times a year, and also remotely, to identify winners of a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant that works on youth programming. The application for those grants opens up in October, so you can watch the YPC page for that. We'll obviously put it out in all of our channels. But the students are meeting one another tonight from across all the high schools in our region. And it's just a really neat time of connection and collaboration. And then we find out later that a lot of the students end up going into nonprofit studies or minoring in that or working for nonprofits. And we love to follow these students. It's the 20th year that this program has happened. And we have some great stories of impact and how impactful this program was on their trajectory as students. So I'm grateful to be leading up that team tonight. I'm sorry, I said tonight. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's okay.
And so tomorrow night, we'll kick that off at CVCC. And we're grateful for our sponsor, Wells Fargo, and CVCC for hosting us.
Absolutely. You can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org if you want to learn more about the SHARE platform. And if you are a nonprofit organization and you are currently not on the SHARE platform, get on there. They'd really like to have a total of, 200?
200 in the next few weeks. I think we can do it. I might have to start bribing. I don't know. I don't know what, but I know who they are.
Well, I'll tell you what. The next nine that sign up will get a free campaign advertising on Radio 434.
Whoa. Okay. So I'm sending that out today, Mike. That's amazing.
We will make a donation of 30 ads for each organization.
Wow.
That they can run at any time during 25 and 26.
Okay.
We'll help incentivize these folks to jump on board, and that'll be absolutely positively free of charge, courtesy of Share Greater Lynchburg.
Well, that's incredibly generous. Thank you. I'll let them know. We'll also throw in a free party at Super Rad with ice cream.
Yeah.
And what else can we, and maybe a bite of the cupcakes on your desk that have been there for a year.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but they can if they really want. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us each and every Tuesday. We really appreciate all the great work of Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.